still very exciting news this week, that research conducted by scientists at Wits University has led to the World Health Organization announcing changes in how drug-resistant TB in particular is going to be treated going forward. And exciting not just because of the element of pride that it's our research helping, but more importantly, the practical impact for patients. Fewer pills to be taken for a shorter length of time with vastly reduced side effects. And we know the side effects are one of the big factors in people not complying with treatment. So it is really exciting news. And to tell us more about the research and the new treatment protocols, I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Francesca Conradi, who's on the line to us from Johannesburg, an infectious diseases researcher at the Wits School of Clinical Medicine. She's also the executive director of the VASTI's TB Research Unit and has been the principal investigator of the latest clinical trials. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Before we talk about the outcome of the trials in question, can you please just tell us a little bit about their history? How long were they underway and how many patients enrolled?
We started off with a trial. I know they've got weird acronyms, but the first trial was a trial called NYX, where we really tried an innovative approach to the treatment of what we call extensively drug-resistant TB. Mm-hmm. We used three medicines as opposed to the 7, 8, or sometimes even 10 medicines used. And we used them for only 6 months. Of course, this was under very strict control. We watched our patients very closely. And the results of that first trial, I still had to pinch myself. We enrolled 109 patients.
Yeah.
And 90% of them were cured.
Wow.
And when we say cured, we mean 24 months after they finished their treatment, they still had no signs or symptoms of TB.
Sure.
That was compared to the olden days when about 20 to 30% of people were still alive. Forget cured.
Yeah.
There were some issues with that trial. We used one of the medicines at a very high dose, and it caused a couple of problems. So we followed on with another trial, again, a weird acronym, the Xenex trial, where we optimized the dose of that particular medicine. And it's worked. The results are the same. 9 out of 10 of our patients are cured. And remember, in South Africa, our TB patients, at least half of them are HIV co-infected.
Yep.
So they're a difficult group to treat. We want sustained treatment. We want sustained cure. And even in the face of that, the Xenex trial showed the same thing. Our TB department is very forward-thinking, our national TB program, because on the back of these two trials, we actually initiated something called a clinical access program.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already rolling this out in a small way in South Africa. It's being conducted in 4 sites in South Africa, and we're expanding the footprint.
Okay.
But the plan is within about 6 months, this will become the standard of care in South Africa for the vast majority of our patients with rifampicin-resistant TB.
The question is,
how many are there? So there are about 15,000 cases per year, which puts us as a high-burden country. And obviously, we want to treat the individuals. We want them to get better. But we also want to prevent ongoing transmission. So the quicker we can get someone treated, the less likely they are to infect anybody else.
Mm. Francesca, obviously, all of that is good news. The rate of cure, the sustained rate of cure, as well as the implications for reducing transmission to other potential patients. The one thing we haven't really explored, though, is what it means for the patients themselves in terms of their ability to tolerate the treatment and stick with the treatment. Because my understanding is that this particular mixture of the three medicines, as opposed to the previous regime of 7, 8, or 10, has quite substantial changes for the way the patient experiences treatment.
In the older regimens, we used to use an injectable agent, an intramuscular injection. And if you've had a flu shot, we used to do that every day for 6 months.
Wow.
And that's painful.
That's quite tough,
and it was also associated with about a third of our patients losing their hearing, which even as an adult or a child, that's a profound disability.
Yeah.
Although we can remediate it, we prefer it not to happen. So the side effect profile is much better. So the injections are gone. Some of the medicines caused intractable nausea and vomiting, which, that's a difficult thing to tolerate on a day-to-day basis.
Mm.
So we've reduced all of that. So we've reduced the actual side effects of the medicine. The other thing is that there is a cost both to the healthcare system but to the individual patients of being in treatment. Mm-hmm. If you have to travel to a clinic, that's travel costs. Then, say you've got children, you might need to pay for childcare. And we know many South Africans are employed on a day basis.
Yeah.
So no work, no pay. So the shorter we can get successful treatment achieved, the less of a burden, and we've got a particular term in the TB field, we call it the catastrophic cost of TB to a household.
Yeah.
So the shorter we can treat someone, the less the catastrophic costs are to that particular individual and family.
Very good news story. The final question then, Doctor. The WHO now announcing this as a global treatment protocol. So this, how long until this is rolled out around the world?
So TB programs do things at different rates. South African TB program is lightning fast. Mm. It's going to take a couple of years before most TB programs have adopted it. The thing with TB is it's always treated by the National TB Program. It's not treated in a facility. It's always treated. So that's why these particular guidelines are so important. It's not how do I treat hypertension? I've got a whole lot of choices. This is how does everybody virtually in the world get treated for TB? And it's very exciting news going forward.
Dr. Francesca Conradi, thank you so much for that insight. Infectious diseases researcher at Wits School of Clinical Medicine.